Our hearts rejoice over the goodness of our Lord to us.
我们的心因为主给我们的好信息而欢喜。
That he's given us these days together.
他给我们这几天能够聚在一起。
And I just want to say to you, I'm so glad that I got to meet other members of my family.
我想告诉你们说，我很高兴能够在神的家里遇到弟兄姐妹。
I regret that I did not have opportunity to spend with you.
我很抱歉没有更多的机会跟弟兄姐妹相交。
Only a few brothers and sisters that I have opportunity to have some fellowship.
那我只有机会跟几位弟兄姐妹有相交。
But maybe we will have plenty of time in the age to come.
但在将来的世代里，我相信我们会有许多的时间。
All of us will be a part of the 1,000-year reign of our Lord Jesus here on the earth.
我相信等到主在地上掌权一千年的时候，我们都与他共同掌权。
And maybe the Lord has designed that we would work together.
也许是主的设计叫我们今日同工
But for sure we will spend eternity with one another.
但的的确确等到永恒里我们会一直在一起
so, We're not sure what the Lord has planned for us.
我们虽然不知道主对我们计划是什么
But maybe we'll have opportunity to get to know each other a little more.
但以后也许有机会我们能够彼此的更认识
So I'm so grateful to the Lord to bring us here among you.
我很感谢主将我带到你们中间
And I appreciate your patience with me.
我谢谢你们对我的忍耐。
We want to continue this morning in our fellowship in the letter to the Hebrews.
那今天早上我们要继续交通希伯来书。
We want to see our Lord Jesus in a fuller way.
我们要更丰满的来认识我们的主耶稣。
So this is what we've been fellowshipping about.
那这是我们一直所交通的。
And this letter to the Hebrews wants to present him in a clear way for all of us.
那希伯来书要将主耶稣更清楚地向我们显现。
You will remember that the writer himself describes this treatise as a word of exhortation.
那么记得作者自己形容他自己所写的书叫做劝勉的话。
It's not a typical letter.
它不是一般的书信。
Because it doesn't open up with the right kind of a salutation.
那不像一般的书信一样有开始的问候。
And most of the content has to do with focusing on the person and work of our Lord Jesus.
那它的内容都是与主耶稣的位格与工作有关。
But you can sense from the letter itself.
但当你读这本书的时候。
This writer has a deep burden for those to whom he's writing.
你可以感觉到作者对收信人有极大的负担。
They are going through a very serious crisis in their lives.
那么那些人在生命里面经过很大的危机。
They had come to know our Lord Jesus in a wonderful way.
他们曾经认识了美好的主耶稣。
And apparently because of a lot of pressures.
但因为外在许多的压力。
Some of them decided to go back to where they began.
所以他们决定回到他们老旧的路上。
Now you notice from the title it was written to Jewish people.
那你从他的名字可以看出来他是写给犹太人的。
These were people who were in covenant with the living God.
那么这些是神的圣约之名。
But when the Lord Jesus came,
当他主耶稣来了以后
when the Messiah was sent,
但基督已经来到
some of these people believed in him.
那么很多人相信了主耶稣
But apparently because of the pressure,
但是由于外在的压力
they decided to go back into the shadows.
他们决定回到那影子里面
they had come into the light,
他们进到了光中
but now they're turning their back on the Lord Jesus,
他们又转身背向主耶稣
and going back into the darkness.
要回到黑暗里去
and so he has much to say to them,
所以他要对他们讲很多的事
first by way of warning.
那第一是要警告他们
now brothers and sisters, I know none of us like to receive warning.
那弟兄姐妹们我知道我们都不喜欢被警告
we don't like to be exhorted in this way.
那我们不希望用这种被警告的方式蒙劝勉
we never do anything wrong.
我们喜欢想到自己是从来没错的
and therefore we never need any correction.
所以我们从来不需要别人的指正
but that is not reality.
但这不是实际
so this situation in the letter to the Hebrews,
对所以希伯来书里面收信人的光景
this writer is being faithful.
所以这写作的人是忠心的。
He's speaking the truth to them.
他是对他们讲到真理的话。
He's telling them they are going in a dangerous way.
他告诉他们说他们所行的路是危险的。
They're walking in such a way that it is going to end up in a sad situation.
他们所行的路会带来极悲惨的结果。
So he is faithful to warn them.
所以他非常的忠心警告他们。
But he's also very diligent about encouraging them.
但是他也不断地劝勉他们。
And of all the people on the face of this earth,
那所有在这地上的人
those of us who know our Lord Jesus,
我们所认识主的人
who have begun an experience of coming to know him,
那会在经历这种更认识他的事。
Are the people who should be the most encouraging.
那这些人都应该大受勉励。
We should have great encouragement.
我们应当大得勉励。
Now I know we go through experiences of discouragement.
那有的时候我们会丧气。
But our Lord Jesus has been sent.
但我们的主耶稣差遣下来。
To provide a perfect salvation.
是要为我们成就完全的救恩。
He came and did that.
他来了，他成就了。
When he said on the cross, it is finished.
当他死在十字架上的时候已经成就了。
Nothing else needs to be said.
再也不用说什么。
He came as God's word to us.
他来到如同神的话。
Who he is.
他是。
What he said.
他所说的话。
What he did.
他所做的事。
Is all God's message to us.
都是神对我们的信息。
A revelation of God himself.
他是神亲自的启示。
A revelation of God's purpose.
他是神目的的启示。
A revelation of God's provision.
他是神供应的启示。
All focused in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的东西都在集中在耶稣基督的身上。
And so he has many words of encouragement.
所以他在其中有许多劝勉的话。
And so together in our fellowship,
所以今天在我们的交通当中，
we have focused on the Son of God being the word that God has spoken.
我们曾经交通过，神的儿子耶稣是神的话，神的道。
Nothing else needs to be said.
再也不用说什么。
Now God has spoken in the past.
神在古时说话。
In various ways.
在多次多方的。
Through prophets.
借着各样先知。
In many different kind of ways.
在许多方法对我们说话。
But in these last days.
但在这末世。
He has spoken in a very special way.
他一个特别的方法对我们说。
To where he never has to speak anything else again.
这样子他就再也不用说别的话。
All he needs to do is bring to our understanding.
他所要做的是要叫我们能够明白。
What has already been said in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在主耶稣的身上已经所说的话。
Then we spend some time fellowshipping about him being our apostle and high priest.
然后我们花了一点时间讲到主耶稣是我们的使者大祭司。
And I think John the Baptist helps us understand a little more, clearly.
那施洗约翰帮助我们更了解这意思。
What it means for our Lord Jesus to be our apostle.
什么叫做主耶稣是我们的使者？
He was the one who was sent.
他是奉差遣的。
He was the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
Now we don't have time to go into details on that.
那我们没有时间详细的讲。
But simply, my brothers and sisters.
但很简单的说，
God has provided everything.
神已经将所有的东西都供应给我们。
So that you and I can be totally free from all guilt.
所以你我都再也没有罪疚。
We don't have to go on sinning anymore.
我们是不需要再犯罪的人。
Because of the work our Lord Jesus finished on the cross.
因为主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
And so the burden of this letter.
所以这封书信的负担。
Is that the Son of God would lead many sons to glory.
是神的儿子会率领众子进入荣耀。
Now he's already there.
他已经在那里了。
After he was resurrected,
他已经复活以后,
he ascended back to the Father's right hand.
他已经升到父神的右边。
He is in a position of glory.
他在荣耀的地位里。
He has a glorified body.
他有一个荣耀的身体。
And he is seeking to lead everyone who believe in him to the same place.
他正在寻求那些人要带领信他的人进到同样的地位。
Now this includes you and me being transformed into his image.
这表示你我都要变化成为他的形象。
And I think all of us would agree this morning,
所以我们今天早上都知道
There still awaits much to be done.
那还有许多的事我们当行。
You know, a number of years ago, we used to wear little buttons here in the United States.
那许多年以前在美国很多人喜欢戴个
And on the button, on the button it says, please be patient with me.
在上面写的说对我要有点耐心。
God isn't finished yet.
神还没做完工作。
Maybe we all need to wear that kind of a button.
也许我们每一个人都带一个徽章。
There's still much work to be done.
还有许多的我们身上还有许多的事要做。
There's not one of us here in this place today.
在今日在这里没有一个人。
Who can claim that God has finished his work in us.
能够再说神在我们身上的工作已经完全了。
You are not fully formed into the image of the Son of God.
因为我们还没有完全的像神的样子，神儿子的样子。
And so there's much work to be done.
所以还有许多的事要做。
Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters.
但 Hallelujah, 弟兄姐妹们。
Able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
他所能成就的是远超过我们所求所想的。
You may look at yourself.
你看着你自己。
You may look at others.
你看看别人。
And say impossible.
那你说这不可能。
But with our God, nothing is impossible.
但在神，凡事都能。
So what does He need from us?
所以神要我们做什么？
He needs a full declaration.
他在我们要全新的一个宣告。
That He has the freedom to work.Fully in our lives.
因为他能够自由的在我们身上自由的行为行作。
And he needs a commitment from us.
他需要我们是对他有一个忠心。
That by the help of the Holy Spirit.
那靠着圣灵的帮助，
we will seek to cooperate in this process.
我们愿意乐意的跟他同工。
Now it is true that only he can do the work.
那的确只有他能够做这事。
But he cannot do it without our permission.
但如果我们不同意，他也没办法。
Because he respects our will.
因为他敬重我们的意志。
If you say I'm satisfied with what I have,
如果你说我已经很满足我的样子，
he will accept that.
那他就让你就这样子
了。If you say I don't want to go any further,
你说我不再也不要走了，
he accepts that.
那他就让你不要走。
He respects your will.
因为他敬重你的决定。
But if you choose,
但如果你选择
to let God finish the work He began in you,
让神在你的身上成就他开始的事，
then you need to tell Him so.
那你要告诉他。
And then you need to take the help of the Holy Spirit.
那你要靠着圣灵的帮助。
And find a way to be led by the Holy Spirit.
然后能够被圣灵来带领。
If we walk in the Spirit, brothers and sisters,
如果我们在圣灵里面行走，
if we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us,
我们如果让圣灵来带领我们，
if we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果我们被圣灵充满，
He will only lead us in the right direction.
他只会带领我们走对的路。
He'll lead us into a fuller knowing of our Lord Jesus.
他会带领我们更丰满的认识耶稣。
A fuller confirming of His work in us.
那叫基督在我们身上的工作更完美的成全。
Producing this ultimate work.
然后成就他最高的旨意。
Of being glorified.
那因着我们缘故得荣耀。
Now, I don't know if you have thought about it or not.
我不知道你有没有想过这事。
But God's destiny for you and me.
但神对我们的心意。
As His children.
对他儿女的心意。
Is that we be glorified.
是要叫我们得荣耀。
That we have the same character of His Son formed in us.
叫他神儿子的性格坐在我们里面。
For eternity.
直到永远。
And then he has a place of responsibility for each one of us.
那到那里他对我们有托付。
His destiny for me and you,
他是要叫我你，
is that we be conformed to his image,
都能够成为神儿子的形象，
and that we reign with him forever and ever.
然后与他一同作王直到永永远远。
You remember Revelation chapter 3?
记不记得启示录第三章？
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
To him who overcomes,
那得胜的。
Listen, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们听着。
To him who overcomes,
那得胜的。
I will grant to sit down with me on my throne,
我要让他坐在我的宝座里。
Even as I overcame,
如同我得胜一般。
And sat down on my father's throne.
如同我得胜坐在我父的右边。
This is our destiny.
那这是我们的目的。
Not just forgiveness.
那不仅仅是赦免。
But a transformation of character.
而是我们个性的改变。
That qualifies you and me,
使我们能够。
To sit with the Son of God on the throne of the universe.
坐在神儿子的右边。
Those of us who were once his enemies,
我们曾经是他的仇敌。
Are going to be transformed by the power of God.
但因着神的能力被变化。
So that we are qualified.
所以我们能够得以。
To reign with our Lord Jesus.
与主耶稣一同作王。
Hopefully, first of all, in the 1,000-year reign here on the earth.
那盼望首先是在一千年在地上作王。
But ultimately to reign with him forever and ever.
但至终是要与他作王直到永远。
I plead with us this morning.
我恳求弟兄姐妹们，
Don't be satisfied with where you are.
不要为我们现在的光景而满足。
Yes, rejoice in what God has done.
是的，我们应当欢喜神的作为。
Worship Him for His faithfulness to you.
我们应当为他的信实赞美。
But say in a very simple way.
但我们要简单的讲。
Father, in the name of your Son.
父啊，在这耶稣的身上。
By the working of your Holy Spirit.
照着你圣灵的工作。
I want to experience all that is mine in my Lord Jesus.
那我盼望得到你在基督里面所赐给我各样的丰富。
He will hear that prayer.
他会听到这个祷告。
And he will answer it,
他会答应这个祷告。
Beginning immediately.
他马上就要给你赐下各样祝福。
Days over,
甚至在今日还没有结束的时候，
a fuller opportunity,
你就有更丰满的机会。
To let God finish this work he's begun in you.
好叫神在你身上能够成全他开始的工作。
Now this morning we want to focus on Hebrews chapter 11 and 12.
所以我们要来看一下希伯来书十一十二章。
So we want to read the last two verses of chapter 11.
我们先读十一章的最后两节。
And we want to read to verse 6 of chapter 12.
然后我们看第十二章第六节。
And I'm going, because of time, I'm going to ask my brother, we have it in English, right? Or do? Oh, we have it both in English and Portuguese. But I'm going to ask my brother to read it in Portuguese. A Portuguese.
为了节省时间。
You don't know Portuguese. You don't know Portuguese.
If I speak, you wouldn't understand, right?
So sorry. We'll ask him to read it in Chinese.
So, 11章的39、40节，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。12:6.
Yes, please.
十二章第六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打所收纳的儿子。
You want us to read together? Why don't we read it together? Okay, I'll read English and you read Chinese.
Okay.
We're going to start over again, okay? Verse 39 of chapter 11.
11章的39节.
And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
Because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
因为神给了我们预备更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us,
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us.
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And then verse 3.
那第三节。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons.
你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话。
My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord.
那说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。
Nor faint when you are reproved by him.
被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines.
因为主所爱的他必管教。
And he scourges every son whom he receives.
又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
So these are the verses that we want to read to begin with.
那这是我们开始要读的经文。
Now let's pray one more time.
我们再一次祷告。
Let's put our hearts before the Lord.
让我们将我们的心举在主的面前。
Lord, we do bless you that you have given us these days together.
而主啊，我们赞美你，你将今日赐给我们。
And we thank you so much for every word that you have spoken to us.
我们感谢你，你将你的话赐给我们。
And many of us feel like we have already heard more than we're able to put into practice.
那很多时候，我们觉得我们所听的已经超过我们所行的。
But Lord, we have this final time together.
但主啊，在最后的时刻。
And we want to come and put ourselves under your authority.
我们还是将我们交在你主权下。
Lord, may there be an anointing upon all of us.
愿你用膏油膏抹我们。
So that as we minister your word,
所以当我们传讲你的话的时候
as we translate your word,
当我们翻译你的话的时候
as we listen to your word,
当我们听你话的时候
that Lord, you will do something,
然后你在我们身上工作
by your spirit, make it living in each one of us.
靠着你的圣灵让这话活过来。
And Lord, again, we want to make this simple commitment to you,
今日我们要简单的说
that by your grace,
靠着你的恩典
By the help of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的帮助
We will obey what you speak to our hearts.
我们要顺服你对我们心所说的话
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你对我们的爱
Thank you for all of your help.
谢谢你对我们的帮助
Now help us to listen carefully to what you say.
帮助我们叫我们能专心的听
And we ask it in your name.
我们是靠你的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
You notice in verse 39,
我们看到第39节
He talks about all of these.
他讲到这一些人
Now all of these are the ones mentioned earlier in chapter 11 of Hebrews.
那这些人就是在第11章里面先提到的。
Now some people refer to this list of people as the heroes of faith.
那么有些人提到了这些第11章讲的这些人是信心的名人堂。
I can tell us this morning, my brothers and sisters,
那今天早上我可以这样讲,
that if we ask any of these brothers or sisters to come here and give testimony,
那如果我们叫这些信心的伟人来到我们当中来做见证,
none of them would want to be identified as a hero.
但没有一个人要承认自己是信心的伟人。
What we have in chapter 11 are some examples.
那么第十一章给我们的是一些例子
，some wonderful examples，
一些奇美妙的例子
，of men and women，
一些男人，一些女人
，who lived by faith，
他们是因信而生活。
Now 20 times in the 11th chapter，
在第十一章里面有24次
，the writer uses this little statement by faith。
那作者不断的讲凭着信
，by faith，
因着信
，by faith，
因着信
，and he mentions 14 people by name。
他提到14个人是提到名字的。
14 people
14个人
who lived by faith
是因信而行事
and then he makes another long list of what these some of these people did
他又写了长长的一段他们做了什么事
not the ones that he mentions previously
不是那14个人
but many people
还有许多的人
let me just read carefully
那我稍微念一下
read quickly not carefully but quickly
我快快的念一下
what some of these people did
他们做了到底做什么事
they conquered kingdoms
他们制服了敌国。
They performed acts of righteousness.
他们行了公义。
They obtained promises.
他们得了应许。
They shut the mouth of lions.
他堵了狮子的口。
Any of you young people know who that one was?
所以你们年轻人知道这是谁吗？
Who shut the mouth of a lion?
谁堵了狮子的口？
What's his name?
他叫什么名字？
Daniel.
但以理。
Okay. Shut the mouth of lions.
堵了狮子的口。
Quenched the power of fire.
灭了烈火的猛士
escaped the edge of the sword,
脱了刀剑的锋刃
and he goes on to mention many, many other things,
他接下来又讲了许多的事
that these simple brothers and sisters,
这些单纯的弟兄姐妹
who were living in the old covenant,
在旧约的时候
how they lived by faith,
他们是因着信行这些事
and the writer here points out to us,
所以作者在这里指出来
that we have something much better than they did.
我们所有的比他们更美
You notice what it says in verse 40.
你知道第四十节这样讲
Because God has provided something better for us.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事
Now what is it that he has provided that is better for us?
他给我们预备更美的事是什么
Well, he's spoken to us in his son.
他在他的儿子里面对我们说话。
The truth that God wants us to know is clearly demonstrated in a person.
神所要告诉我们的真理在这一位人的身上显明了。
He has sent the Messiah.
他将弥赛亚赐下。
All of these in the old covenant were looking forward to the Messiah.
所有在旧约的人他们在期望这位弥赛亚。
He's already come.
他已经来了。
He finished his work.
他已经成就了他的工作。
Great salvation has been provided.
极大的救恩已经供应给我们。
Better than what they had in the old covenant.
比他们所有的更美好。
And also,
同时,
after our Lord Jesus was crucified,
当我们主耶稣钉十字架的时候,
resurrected,
复活了,
and ascended back to the Father,
升到父神的右边,
we received something else that was much better.
我们还接受了更美的事。
We received the Holy Spirit.
我们承受了圣灵。
Now, when the Holy Spirit comes,
当圣灵来的时候,
He comes as the Spirit of Christ.
他是基督的灵。
You can find it in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章。
He is also identified as the Spirit of Jesus.
他也讲到是耶稣的灵。
You can find it in Acts chapter 16.
在使徒行传第十六章。
So the Holy Spirit has been sent by the Father and the Son.
所以圣灵是蒙父子所差遣。
To be here with us.
在这里与我们同在。
And hallelujah, inside of us.
Hallelujah, 在我们里面。
Now, our Lord Jesus could not get inside of us while he was in his, form as a human being.
我们主耶稣基督在地上行走是人的形象时，他不能进到我们里面。
As just man, he could not get inside of us.
所以只是一个人的话，他不能进到我们里面。
He was limited in place.
因为他是受时空的限制。
But now that he's been resurrected,
但他现在已经复活了。
And ascended to the Father,
已经升到父神的右边。
We can experience him for ourselves, every one of us.
我们自己每一个人都可以亲身的经历。
Because he has sent his Spirit.
因为他已经将他的圣灵赐给我们
to come and take up residence inside of us.
能够住在我们的里面
Now this is what happens when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
那这就是当我们信主的时候发生的事
When we believe in him as our Savior,
当我们相信他是我们的救主
The Holy Spirit comes and regenerates our human spirit.
圣灵在我们的里面使我们圣灵
We become
我们的灵更新
children of God.
我们成为神的儿女
We have eternal life.
我们有永生
And we have the life of Christ inside of us.
那我们有基督的生命在我们里面
But I think it's also very important.
那还有更重要的
that we also receive by faith
我们也因着信领受了
the gift of the Holy Spirit
圣灵的礼物。
Now the Holy Spirit comes and does a work.
那圣灵来到我们身上工作。
But he also is want to come and to fill us with himself.
那在这里他也要来到我们当中来充满我们自己。
And this is how our Lord Jesus is increased in us.
那这就是主耶稣怎么样在我们里面长大。
So, the Holy Spirit had not been given to these people in the old covenant.
所以圣灵没有赐给那些旧约的人。
But now he has come.
但他现在来了。
And we have much more advantages.
那我们比他有更大的好处。
In the old covenant.
远比那些旧约的人有更美的好处。
By faith,
是因着信。
They have a testimony.
他们能够做见证。
Their life was a testimony.
他们的生命成为见证。
Of men and women who lived by faith.
这些旧约里面的男女成为信心的见证。
Who had a lot less light.
他们有更少的光。
And had a lot less advantages.
有更少的好处。
And they lived by faith.
他们是因着信而过活。
Now, what is the writer seeking to do here?
所以作者到底想做什么？
He's trying to strongly encourage us.
他要大大的勉励我们。
Who are living in the last days?
在末日的时候。
God has spoken to us in His Son in these last days.
神在末时借着他儿子向我们说话。
After the coming of the Messiah.
当弥赛亚已经来到。
After He's living a perfect life.
他过了这完全的生活。
Accomplished salvation.
成就了救恩。
And then he went back to the Father's right.
他回到父神的右边。
We are living in this time.
我们是活在今日。
And he wants, the writer here wants us to be encouraged.
所以作者希望勉励我们。
To be men and women and young people who live by faith.
能够成为一个因信而行事的男女。
It's not enough for you to say, I believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们刚说我们相信主耶稣是不够的。
I believe that he is my savior.
我相信他是我的救主。
Faith is not just something you have and that's the end of it.
那信心不是一个你的东西你有了就这样子了。
In Romans chapter 1,
罗马书第一章,
we go from faith to faith.
我们是因信以至于信。
You remember in John chapter 1,
你记不记得约翰福音第一章
verse 16,
第十六节
John says, and of his fullness we have all received.
约翰说在他的丰满里我们也领受了。
Grace upon grace.
恩上加恩。
Unlimited supply of grace.
没有限制的恩典。
God has taken the riches of his grace.
神将他自己丰满的恩典。
And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, he lavished them out upon us.
那以弗所书在他丰丰满满浇灌在我们身上。
He poured out the whole container.
他将整个罐子都倒在我们身上。
The God of all grace has supplied us abundantly with all the grace we will ever need.
那满有恩典的神将我们一生所需要的恩典都倒在我们的身上。
For today,
因为今日
tomorrow,
明天
the rest of your life here,
我们一生的日子
and all the way out into eternity,
一直到永恒里。
Grace is made available to us.
恩典已经给了我们。
Now grace is not a thing, it's not a commodity.
那恩典不是个东西不是个货品。
Grace is a person.
恩典是个人。
Our God is the God of all grace.
我们的神是蛮有恩典的神。
Our Heavenly Father is the God of all grace.
我们的父是蛮有恩典的神。
Our Lord Jesus is full of grace.
我们的主耶稣是满了恩典。
And the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of grace.
那圣灵也被称作恩典的灵。
Do you see this, my brothers and sisters?
你看见了吗？
Our God has just opened up Himself.
我们的神将他自己打开。
Just poured out a grace upon us.
将恩典倾倒浇灌下来。
Unlimited grace.
没有限量。
For any and every one of us.
对每一个人。
But you know what some of our problem is?
那你知道我们的问题是什么？
We don't understand how generous our God is.
我们不知道神有多慷慨。
In giving His grace.
他是我们这恩典这样的丰盛。
God's dear people have a wrong idea, wrong concept.
因为有的地神的百姓们他对神的恩典不了解。
We think that God dispenses His grace through an eyedropper.
我们以为神给我们恩典是好像用眼滴眼药一样。
You know what an eyedropper is?
你知道滴眼药那个东西吗？
You have a problem with your eyes.
你眼睛有问题了。
And you go to the pharmacy.
那你去药房。
And you buy a little bottle of eyedropper.
你买了一小罐的眼药。
And there's a little thing, you just squeeze that little rubber thing, and the eyedropper fills up.
那里面有一个小小的塑胶管，你按那个塑胶头灯。
And then we take
眼药水吸起来。
We very carefully.Squeeze it so that a drop comes into our eye.
那我们非常小心的这样子挤挤一下，一点眼药掉进我们眼睛。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Don't allow yourself to think that way.
不要这样子想神的恩典。
About God's grace.
因为神的恩典不是这样。
We think He just dispenses a little drop at a time.
我们以为他每次只给我们一小点。
And He sends an angel to say, "Now be careful, it gets there."
然后告诉了天使说，你小心一点哦，这一点很宝贝哦，只要给一点哦。
This is not the God who has been revealed in the person of the Lord Jesus.
那这不是神在主耶稣基督里面向我们所启示的。
He has lavished His grace.
那他将他的恩典丰富的倒倾倒下来。
He's taken the whole container.
他 他将整个大棚
子，
他没有留下好处不给我们，他将怎样的东西倒到我们身上。我们不是活在律法上面，我们在恩典之下。
And this grace is available,
那这恩典是给我们的。
So that you and I can live lives that are pleasing to Him.
好叫我们能够活一个合他喜悦的生活。
So that we can grow from faith to faith.
所以我们以至于能够从信以至于信。
And so the writer here is seeking to encourage us.
所以作者在这里要勉励我们。
To become men and women.
要成为这样子的男女。
And young people.
这样子的年轻人。
Like I said the other night, you don't have to have gray hair to have revelation.
这就是我昨天上次所讲的，你不需要头发白了才明白什么叫启示。
And you don't have to live by faith.
你不需要头发白了才知道怎么样因信而活。
There's no other way to live.
没有别的方法可以活的。
And I, for myself, I'm not going to excuse you young people.
那所以我在这里不能够叫你们年轻人就算了，不要听。
In other words, you cannot just take a vacation for the first part of your life as a believer.
就是因为你年轻，并不代表你就不需要顺服。
You need to live by faith.
你也要因信而活。
Day by day.
每天。
Hour by hour.
每个小时。
Live by faith.
你要因信而活。
Oh, would to God that some of us had had an opportunity when we were young.
啊，我们当中不是每个人年轻时有这样的机会。
To learn this valuable lesson.
能够学到这个宝贵的教训。
So, in verse 12, I mean chapter 12, verse 1.
所以第十二章的第一节。
You notice there is a therefore.
所以你看讲到这里，他们为什么要有这些人
？Therefore.
因此
Now, brothers and sisters, anytime you see a therefore in the Word of God,
所以你每次看到我们中文没有起头有一个因所以
you need to ask why it's therefore.
你就要问一下那既有所以那因为是什么东西
There's a purpose why there's a therefore.
总是有一个目的才告诉你们要所以的
Because he's pointing out that these brothers and sisters in the old covenant,
他在这里是讲到那在旧约里面的这些弟兄姐妹们
were able to live faithful lives.
他们能够过一个信实的生活。
Even with the limitations that they had,
虽然他们有许多的限制。
They were able to live faithful lives.
他们还是能够过一个忠心的生活。
And now they have a testimony.
但现在我们只有这样的美好的见证。
Some of their names are written in the Word of God.
他们的名字记在神的话语里面。
So we know that God keeps a record.
所以我们知道神呢是有记录的。
He keeps a record of our faithfulness too.
他也记载了我们的信实。
And so He has something to say to us.
所以他能够论到我们的时候。
He wants us to see our Lord Jesus.
那他要我们能够看到主的恩典。
As the originator and the completer of faith.
那是我们信心的创始成终者。
The pioneer and the perfecter.
那他是我们的先驱，也是成就我们的。
He came here.
他来了我们当中。
Now, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
We need to understand.
我们需要了解。
That although he was God.
虽然他是神。
He was God the Son.
他是神子。
He was also the Son of Man.
他也是人子。
He was a human being.
他是个人。
And both as son of God,
他既是神的儿子
and son of man,
也是人的儿子。
He lived by faith.
他是因信而活。
We see him living a totally dependent life on his father.
我们知道他的生活是完全依靠他的父神。
He says, I don't say one word unless I first hear him say it.
他说若不是我从父所听见的我就不讲什么。
I don't do anything unless I first see him doing it.
我若不看见父所行的事，我就不做什么。
Now, how do we describe that?
我们怎么样来讲这事呢
？I think faith.
我想这叫信心。
Faith is this capacity to truly trust in God.
信心就是能够专心的依赖神。
And then to simply obey.
然后能够顺服。
Now you notice I said simply, not easily.
那我说是单纯的顺服，并没有说是容易的。
But to simply obey.
是很单纯的顺服。
Brothers and sisters, I don't think it's complicated.
那弟兄姐妹们，我不觉得这很复杂。
To obey.
要顺服不复杂。
Very difficult.
很困难。
Because we have a rebel living inside of us.
因为我们里面有个悖逆的人。
We have our own little tyrant inside of us.
在我们里面有个暴君。
And he wants us to obey him.
这个暴君要我们来顺服他。
But obeying is very simple.
但顺服很简单。
You understand what is required.
你知道要你做的是什么。
And you act accordingly.
然后你就照着做。
And our Lord Jesus did this perfectly.
然后我们的主耶稣就完全的行了这样子的事。
He was obedient unto death.
他是顺服以至于死。
All the way through.
一生的日子。
Never one time was he disobedient.
从来没有不顺服的时候。
And so now the writer is focusing our attention on him.
所以作者要我们注意主耶稣。
He's not saying, now you need to look back at the ones in the old covenant.
他在这里没有讲说你要看一下旧约。
Oh, we need to realize that we have something greater than they had.
因为我们要知道我们得了更美的指望。
But he doesn't say, look at Moses.
他并没有叫我们看摩西
or fix your eyes on Abraham.
或定睛在亚伯拉罕的身上。
No, my brothers and sisters.
不是的，弟兄姐妹们。
He puts our focus where it needs to be.
他要我们专注那当专注的。
On the one who was obedient unto death.
就是那位顺服以至于死的。
Who lived a 100% faithful life.
他是一生忠心。
He lived by faith.
他是因信行事。
In every area of his life.
在他生活的全面的生活里面，所以作者要我们注意这位主，们注意这位主
，looking unto，
仰望他
，focusing our attention on him，
专心在他身上。
And what does he say about him？
那怎么讲呢
？That he is the perfecter of faith，
他是我们信心的承宗者。
Who for the joy set before him，
因摆在前面的喜乐
，he endured the cross，
就忍受了十字架的苦难。
Despising the shame,
轻看羞辱
and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
坐在神宝座的右边
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I want us to understand,
希望你们能了解
that when we look off to him as our example,
当我们看着我们的主做我们榜样的时候
as the one who is the pioneer, the originator,
既是我们信心的作者
and the one who was faithful all the way to the end,
他也是一生忠心的人。
Now, if we go back to the list in Hebrews 11,
那我们现在回到十一章里面信心的伟人里面。
Even though they were men and women of faith,
这些人虽然是有信心的男男女女
，sometimes they didn't live by faith.
但并不是他们一生都是凭信而生活。
Remember with Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
，when he went down into to Egypt,
他下到埃及。
Well, anyhow, he went someplace and he told a lie.
他就在那里撒谎
to save his own life.
为了救自己
he said his wife was his sister.
他说他的太太是他的妹妹
Now, as I understand it, that was only half a lie.
那当然那不那只是半个谎话
she was his half-sister.
因为他是他
But anyhow, he lied to protect himself.
但不论如何他在那里撒谎好保护自己
Moses made mistakes.
摩西犯错
He didn't live 100% by faith.
他不是百分之百的因信而活
But our Lord Jesus did.
但我们的主是
And so he is the pioneer, the originator,
所以他是信心的创始者
and the perfecter.
也是成全的
He is the great example
他是我们最美好的榜样
what it means to live by faith.
告诉我们什么叫做因着信行事
Now, what the writer here in Hebrews is seeking to do
那做希伯来书的作者要做什么
is to help us understand
是要帮助我们能够了解
that being disciples of the Lord Jesus
作为主的门徒
being followers of our Lord Jesus
作为跟随主的人
is like running in a race
好像在赛跑一样
and so he's going to have some things to say to us
所以他要对我们说一些事
that are necessary for us to finish the race
好叫我们能够跑好这条比赛
Is it clear to us, my dear brothers and sisters?
所以弟兄姐妹们，这不清楚吗
？That God wants us to victoriously finish this race.
主耶稣要我们跑完了这条道路，能够得胜。
Now you notice at the end of verse 3.
你看第三节最后的时候。
So that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
叫我们免得疲倦灰心。
Have you known some brothers and sisters who have grown weary and lost heart?
你知不知道有弟兄姐妹觉得疲倦的，然后灰心的，
no、longer following him,
不再跟随主了，
who no longer living by faith,
不再是因着信行事了。
I have to say to you with sadness, I know some.
我必须很伤心的告诉你们，我知道很多人。
They had a wonderful beginning.
他们开始的时候非常美好。
Something happened in their life.
但在生命里面有些事发生了。
They caused them to grow weary and to lose heart.
然后让人疲倦了，那他们就灰心了。
To get discouraged.
灰心丧志。
To allow doubts andsituations to arise in their heart.
然后里面就有了怀疑。
Where they didn't feel like they could continue.
他们觉得他们再也不能够走下去了。
Please, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
We're not talking about anybody losing their salvation.
我不是讲到人会失去他的救恩。
In my understanding, that is impossible.
我的认识是那是不可能的。
Because it is God's great salvation.
因为是神极大的救恩。
He did the work.
是他所行的事。
Okay, it's true you had to believe to experience it.
那是的，你要相信你才能够经历。
But who can take us out of his hand?
但神能够把我们从他的手里夺去呢？
Who can reverse eternal life?
神能够叫我们永生夺走呢？
God has promised he will not do it.
那神已经说他不会做。
And we cannot do it.
我们也不能做。
Now, that doesn't mean that we will not be judged.
那并不代表我们不会受审判。
We will be judged at the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们会在基督的台前受审判。
And so we are going to be judged according to how we have run this race.
那我们会按着我们是如何的跑这条路程来受审判。
Now this race has two aspects to it.
那么这一个路程的跑有两个方面。
First of all, it's an endurance race.
那第一个是要忍耐。
It's not the 100-yard dash.
那这不是跑一百公尺冲啊。
The issue is finishing the race.
重点是你怎么结束。
This is the issue.
那这是重点。
He wants you to be in the race at the end.
他要你跑到最后，跑到底。
Whether it's when he comes back.
跑到底的时候他回来了
or when you die,
或是你死了
He wants you to be in, right in the midst of this race giving it everything that you can give it by the grace of God
他要你能够靠着神的恩典一直的跑这条道路没有省力
Now I want us to notice something back in verse 40
我们要看一下第40节
He
十一章的第
40节 says, So that apart from us they would not be made perfect.
因为这里讲到叫他们若不与我们同德就不能完全。
Now this helps us understand.
这帮助我们了解。
The other aspect of this race.
那这个跑这条路程的另外一方面。
It's like a relay race.
那好像接棒一样。
Now, in other words, in a relay race, you have, I think, three groups of people.
那在接棒赛时有接力赛时有三组的人。
One starts out running.
一个人是开始跑
he goes a certain distance,
那跑了一段距离以后
the baton to the next one.、
他把棒子交给另外一位
and then he takes the baton and he runs around the court.
另外的拿到棒子再跑一圈
and then you come to the last one.
那到最后一个
he takes the baton,
他再拿到这棒子
and he runs.
他再跑
Now, all three of them win the race.
那三个人都赢了
But if the last one stops,
但如果最后一个停下来了
then all three have lost out on the race.
那么三个人都输了
And so he's saying here, there's something that God has committed to us.
所以在这里讲到神对我们有个承诺。
That's important for us to finish the race.
对我们来讲，我们必须要跑完这条路。
So that they are made perfect.
所以他们才得以完全。
Now, I can't explain that to you.
那我不能够这样解释。
All I know is that God has something, invested.
那我只能这样讲，神好像
in every generation.Of believers.
在每一个世代神都已经有些投资
invested in the Old Testament believer.
他在旧约里后给他们一些东西
And he has something invested in the New Testament believer.
新约的圣徒他也给一些东西
Our blessings are greater.
我们所蒙的祝福是更大的
And therefore our responsibility is greater.
所以我们的责任也是更大的
And what the writer here is trying to do
所以作者在这里要讲
is to strongly encourage us
是要大大的勉励我们
to run this race with endurance.
能够奔跑摆在我们前面的路
Now he tells us what we need to do in order to finish this race.
他告诉我们要奔跑这条路该怎么做
He says, let us lay aside every encumbrance and every sin which so easily entangles us.
他叫我们放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Now I don't know what you think about when you think about these encumbrances.
那我不晓得你想到这些重担，你想到什么
？But these people who run long distance races,
那这些跑长途比赛的人
，endurance races,
那这些需要耐力的人
，they are fanatical about certain things.
那他们很注意一些事情。
They are fanatical about how much their shoes weigh.
他们要注意他们的鞋子多重。
Some of them go to stores looking for a pair of shoes that weigh 1/4 of an ounce less than the ones he saw previously.
他们就是到店里面要找那比上次比赛还轻几克的这种鞋子。
Why be concerned about 1/4 of an ounce?
你为什么要担心这一克两克呢
？Because when you're running an endurance race,
因为当你在那跑那个长程比赛的时候
，you have to pick up your feet many, many times.
因为你的脚要不断的跑。
And if you have 1/4 of an ounce more weight than you need,
那如果你的鞋子多了几克重
，every 64 times you pick up your foot,
那每几十次你跑的时候
，you've had to pick up one more pound,
你就增加了一公斤。
And I understand that when the runners in the Greek marathons,
我们晓得在希腊的比赛马拉松的时候
，when they ran,
当他们跑的时候
，they ran naked without any clothes.
他们是脱光衣服跑的。
And you notice today that those who are runners, they get the lightest material they can find.
那么今日的跑步的人，他们穿的衣服也是最轻的资料。
They lay aside all the encumbrances.
那他们将各样的重担脱去。
But you know what our problem is sometimes?
那你知道我们的问题是什么
？We're trying to run this race and finish it with 5 pounds of sugar on both sides.
因为我们希望跑这摆在我们前面的道路，左边两公斤，右边两公斤的糖。
We wonder why we're getting weary.
那我们觉得奇怪了，为什么跑得那么累
？We want to give up.
为什么跑不完了？为什么我要放弃了
？Because we have a lot of things we don't need.
因为我们带了太多我们不需要的东西。
And we're trying to run with these things.
而且我们想带着这些东西跑。
Oh, may God give us abundant grace, my brothers and sisters.
愿主赐给我们丰盛的恩典。
To learn to simplify our lives.
那叫我们的生活能够简单单纯。
Think about our Lord Jesus.
那思想我们的主耶稣。
Did he have a Cadillac?
那他有没有凯迪拉克？
Did he have a cell phone?
他有没有手机？
Did he have a computer?
他有没有电脑？
He didn't even have a house to live in.
他甚至连房子都没有。
Foxes have holes and birds have nests.
狐狸有窝，天中的飞鸟有巢。
But the son of man has no place to lay his head.
但人子连枕头的地方都没有。
He was challenged with many, many things.
他面对许多的挑战。
And yet he was faithful unto death.
但他是至死忠心。
Even when all of the opposition came.
当所有敌挡都来到。
He was faithful.
他还是忠心。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
when we look at him,
当我们看到他的时候
we see how simple life can be.
我们看到生活可以很单纯的
But we are possessed by things.
但我们啊是被事情所拥有的
We are obsessed. We need more and more things.
我们觉得我们需要更多更多的
My wife Isabel,
我的太太伊莎白
when she came to the United States,
当他刚来美国的时候
She noticed something about people's garages.
他看到这些人的车房
They never put the car in the garage.
车房里面都没有车的
Why?
为什么
Because the garage is full of things they don't need.
因为车房里面装满了他们不需要的东西
Yes. Isn't it true?
是不是这样子
Your garage is filled with things that you haven't probably used in two or three years.
你车房里面放的东西你几年都没用了
But we hold on to them.
但我们还是抓着
we feel、like、there's a security in
因为我们觉得在这里就很安全了
we actually put our faith in those things,
所以我们将我们的信心放在这些东西上
these give us a false sense of security.
因为这些东西带给我们一个安全感
well, we do this with many things, my brother.
还有很多很多的事这样子的
But the writer here is encouraging us.
但作者在这里勉励我们
you want to run this endurance race?
你要跑这条路吗
Let's assume that you're on the last leg of this relay.
假如你是跑最后一圈了
And you're responsible to finish this race.
你必须要跑完。
Then you need to lay aside the things that prevent you from finishing.
那你就要将各样拦阻你跑完的事情放下。
Now somebody said, "Well, Ernie, what? The, how do I know?"
那有的人就会说 ，Ernie， 那我怎么知道呢
？There's someone living inside of you who will help you understand.
住在你里面的会帮助你了解。
It's the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
He knows everything about everything.
他参透万事。
He knows everything about you.
他知道你所有的事。
He knows things about you that you don't know about.
他知道你自己都不知道的事。
And he knows the things.
他知道。
And if you'll get to know him,
那你若认识他。
And you'll learn to listen to his voice.
你学习听他的声音。
And he will inform you.
他会告诉你。
Of the things that encumber your life.
哪些东西是你生活里面的重担。
There are hindrances to you finishing the race.
那些拦阻你不能够跑完这条路的事。
And then he says, let us also lay aside the sin which so easily entangles us.
他这里又讲到放下了容易缠累我们的罪。
Now as I've read this letter to the Hebrews,
当我读这条希伯来书的时候
it seems to me that this sin he's talking about
好像他讲的这个罪
is a sin of unbelief.
是不信的罪。
You remember when the Lord through Moses led the children of Israel To the place where they could enter into the promised land.
你记不记得主借着摩西带领以色列的百姓进到他们可以进迦南地的时候
Now God had made a covenant with Abraham.
那神在先前与亚伯拉罕立约，他们的祖先
His descendants,
他的后代
would become those who would possess this land.
会进到这个应许地。
God sent him there.
神派他去那里。
But he never lived there except in tents.
但他在应许地是在帐篷里生活，他没有一块地。
But God promised to him
但神允许他
that it would belong to him and his descendants.
但会是他和他的后裔必得这地。
So now his descendants are in Egypt in slavery.
现在他的后裔在埃及为奴。
And he sends Moses down to lead them out.
他派遣摩西带领他们出来。
Now you know what God's intention was.
那你知道神的心意是什么
？To take them out of that Egyptian slavery.
要将他们从埃及为奴之家。
And bring them into the land flowing with milk and honey.
带到那个牛奶与蜜之地。
God's promised rest for them.
神所应许的安息在那里。
What was the problem?
问题是什么
？When Moses led them there,
摩西带他们出来
，and it was time to go over,
等到要进去的时候
，they rebelled,
他们悖逆
，their unbelief prevented them from going in,
他们不信的恶心叫他们不能进去。
And this is what I think our writer is talking about here.
所以我想这里所讲的罪就是、这个、
the sin that so easily entangles our feet,
那容易缠累我们的罪。
It keeps us from really running the race with the way we should.
叫我们不能够按着我们所当行的来跑。
And sometimes it even causes us to fall down.
那有的时候叫我们跌倒。
Because of our unbelief.
因为我们存着不信。
Now, as I understand it, unbelief and doubt is the same thing.
那照我的看法，你不信跟怀疑是一样的事。
And I know we all go through experiences where we doubt certain things.
我们知道我们的经里面都有怀疑主的时候。
We doubt God's love for us.
我们怀疑神是不是爱我们。
We doubt many things.
我们怀疑很多事。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们，
if we're going to finish this race,
我们要能够好好的跑完这条路。
Then we need to start doubting our doubts.
我们必须要怀疑我们自己的怀疑。
Not doubting God.
不是怀疑神。
Brothers and sisters, from beginning to end, this is the truth.
弟兄姐妹们，从第一页到最后一页，这是真理，这是神的话。
The only true God has given us this book.
唯一的真神将这书赐给我们。
And it contains truth from Genesis to Revelation.
那从创世纪到启示录都是真理。
Every word of it.
每一个字。
Is the truth of God.
都是神的真理。
And we have a choice.
我们在这里可以做个选择。
Are we going to believe the truth?
我们要相信真理呢？
Or are we going to believe some of the doubts that people try to put into our mind?
还是我们要相信别人给我们的一些疑惑呢？
Or some doubt that you develop by your own reading of the scripture?
还是当你自己读圣经时里面所起的疑惑呢？
There will be experiences in our life.
在我们生命里面会有这样经历。
Where we will have many reasons to doubt.
好像我们有很多的理由可以怀疑。
And to become unfaithful.
然后就有不信。
And to enter into unbelief.
然后到最后就不信了。
But what does the writer tell us to do?
但作者告诉我们什么？
Looking unto Jesus.
仰望耶稣。
Now, he doesn't want us just to try to copy him.
他并不是要叫我们光光好像把他带过来一样。那主耶稣是个奇妙的榜样。但今天早上我要你们注意的。
He is not only seated at the Father's right hand.
他不光是坐在父神的右边。
You know where else he is?
他还在哪里呢？
You know where else he is?
他还在哪里？
He's here among us.
他是在我们当中。
But where else is he?
还有呢？
Where else is he?
他还有呢？
He's inside us.
他在我们里面。
He's the one that's going to run the race.
他会帮助我们跑这条道路。
You have to believe it.
你要相信。
You have to believe that this is a reality.
你要相信这是真实的。
And then you begin to act upon what you believe.
然后你就能够照着你所信的行事。
Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
在希伯来书第十一章第一节。
The writer here helps us understand not what faith is, but what faith does.
在作者要再告诉我们明白，不是说什么叫做信心，而是信心的果效是什么。然后他在第十一章里面给了我们许多的例子。
So in verse 1 of chapter 11,
第十一章的第一节。
Now faith is a substantiating of things hoped for,
信就是所望之事的实底，
and the conviction of things not seen,
是未见之事的确据。
Now many of these dear brothers and sisters mentioned here in Hebrews 11.
在希伯来书十一章里面讲到这些美好的弟兄姐妹们。
They never received the promises they were looking forward to.
他们并没有领受他们所应许的。
But they had a conviction.
他们相信。
That they had faith in their heart.
他们有这确据在他信心
里面。That God promised them it would become theirs.
神若应许了就会成就。
Now, they didn't experience it while they were living here on the earth.
当然活在地上的时候他们并没有得到所应许的。
But because of our faithfulness.
但因为我们的信心。
Because of our running this endurance race.
因为我们跑这条道路。
Then they are able to experience the fulfillment of those promises.
他们也能够经历这个应许的成就。
So notice what he says.
所以在这里要注意。
That faith,My translation says, and faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
我们中文的圣经的翻译是信就是所望之事的实底。
Now what does faith do?
信心做什么？
Well, first of all, faith links us with the living God.
信心叫我们与永活的神相连。
Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
人若没有信不能够蒙神的喜悦。
So you can try all other things that you might want to try.
所以你不管做什么东西。
But it will not please him.
但不会叫神喜悦。
You have to have faith in the living God.
你必须要信永生的神。
You need to believe that he is.
你必须相信他是。
And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
并他赏赐了寻求他的人。
That when you offer your prayers, you're praying to a real person.
当你祷告的时候，你向真神祷告。
Someone who is prepared to listen to you.
他是预备好了，预备听你祷告的。
Even though you can't see him.
虽然你眼不得见。
He's more real than we are.
他比我们更真实。
And so we need to be brothers and God's children who believe who He is.
所以神的儿女必须要相信他是我们的神。
So what does faith do?
那么信心做什么？
Faith links us with the living God.
信心使我们与永生神结合起来。
Here's the other thing that faith does.
在这里，信心做另外一件事。
Faith takes things in the spiritual dimension.
信心将在属灵境界里面的事。
And brings them down to the earthly realm.
那带到地上。
Now let me just try to give an illustration.
那我在这里打个比方。
In 1958,
1958年
，in a little church in Pensacola, Florida,
在 Pensacola, Florida 有个小教会。
I believed in the Lord Jesus.
我相信主耶稣。
I came to know Him as my Savior.
我认识主做我的救主。
I'm not going to go into the details.
我不讲详细的讲。
Here's the point I'm trying to make.
我在这里只要讲这件事。
I experienced this wonderful experience.
我在那里奇妙的经历。
In 1958.
1958年。
1900 years after the Lord Jesus died.
主死后1900年。
Now I was not there when He was crucified.
当他死的时候我不在那里。
But He provided my salvation when He said it is finished.
当他主在那里说成了的时候他已经提供了我的救恩。
For anyone who will believe.
他为所信的人提供了所有的拯救。
Who will have faith.
有信心的人。
And 1958,
1958年
by the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典
I put my faith in Him.
我将我的信心放在他身上。
And it didn't remain there.
但不停在那里。
It came inside of me.
他来到我里面。
This is what faith does.
这是信心所做的。
It takes it out of the spiritual dimension.
它将属灵境界的事。
And brings it down to where we live every day.
叫我们的生活里面成为实际。
So this is what the writer wants us to do.
这就是作者要我们做的。
In the same way our Lord Jesus.
好像我们主耶稣一样。
He lived perfectly a life of faith.
他成就了一个完全的信心的生活。
And so this is why the writer is encouraging us to do the same thing.
所以作者也在这里勉励我们行同样的事。
Now this faith is not something that we're born with.
那这个信心不是我们生来就有的。
Now let's try to get this clear, okay?
让我们讲清楚。
We are not born with this kind of faith.
我们生来的时候没有这种信心。
Now as I understand it, we can experience faith in a number of different ways.
那照我的了解，当然我们可以对信心有不同的经历。
In other words, every one of you are exercising faith right now.
像我们当中每一位现在都在。用你的信心做些事。
You came in and you sat down on that chair.
所以你来了，你坐在椅子上。
Now, how did you know that the chair would not collapse?
你怎么知道这个椅子不会垮？
Well, you put your faith in it.
你有信心啊。
And you're still putting your faith in it.
你到现在做的还是有信心啊。
You're trusting it to hold you up.
你相信这个椅子能够支撑着你。
That's natural faith.
那这是天然的信心。
And then you have what we would call psychological faith.
那还有呢，心理的信心。
You see this among professional Among athletes, professional and non-professional.
那特别看到那些运动员呢。
Some of them even have their own private psychologists now.
有的人有他私人的心理医生。
And so they meet with their psychologist before they begin to play their sport.
所以在比赛之前先跟心理医生见个面。
And the psychologist takes them through this experience.
那这心理医生就带领他们。
Telling them how wonderful they are.
告诉他们说你是这样美好的人。
They are,
你是多伟大的运动员。
And they begin to believe it.
他们就相信了。
And they psych themselves.
那所以在心理上装备自己。
And they begin to believe it.
他们相信了。
And brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姐妹们
it works,
是有用的。
But it's not spiritual faith.
但这不是属灵的信心。
And then there's what we would call supernatural faith.
我们还有一个是超自然的信心。
Now we don't want to spend any time at all on this, okay?
我们不要再多讲。
But there's a whole other dimension.
那信心有好多种。
Of supernatural activities.
有很多超自然的作为。
Under the control of God's enemy.
是神的仇敌的作为。
Satan.
撒旦。
Evil spirits.
邪灵。
And they are capable of doing supernatural things.
他们也能够行超自然的事。
It's supernatural, but it's not spiritual.
超自然并不代表属灵。
Not in the way that the Bible refers to spiritual.
不是圣经里面讲的属灵。
Now, I hope none of you have had opportunity to be exposed to this.
那我盼望我们都没有经过这样的事。
But it's real.
但这是真实的。
And when people put their faith in it, there's something happens.
当有人相信这些事的时候，有些超自然的事。
We find it in the New Testament.
我们在新约里面看到。
Our Lord Jesus encountered many people.
我们主耶稣遇见了许多人。
Who were influenced, who were under the possession of evil spirits.
是受了巫鬼邪灵的控制。
And the Lord set them free.
主就释放了他们。
And it's happening in many parts of the world today.
那到如今还在全世界的各地都有这样的事。
Maybe you have encountered something like
this. 也许你还没有遇到过。
That's not spiritual faith.
但那个不是属灵的信心。
The kind of faith that the writer of Hebrews is talking about.
希伯来书作者讲的这种信心。
Spiritual faith.
是一种属灵的信息
that is created by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵所创造的。
When we hear the word of God,
当我们听到神的话
then the Holy Spirit takes that word,
那圣灵将这个话
to produce faith in our heart.
用来在我们心里建立起信心。
So we believe in our heart,
所以我们的心里相信。
And then we confess with our mouth,
那我们口里承认
that Jesus is Lord,
耶稣是主。
And what happened?
然后呢？
The reality becomes mine.
那么这在我们生命里面成为实际。
This is what the writer is wanting us to do.
这是作者所讲的。
Is to put this kind of faith because it takes that which is real and brings it into our experience and reality.
是要有这样子的一个信心，将属灵里面的实际变成我们心里的实际。
The Lord wants to live us to live our lives every day for the rest of our life in faith.
那主要我们每日每日都一生都过这样子忠心的生活。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
there's something we have to face very honestly.
我们必须很诚恳地来面对这事。
If you have it in your heart to finish this race,
如果你的心里面愿意跑完这条道路
Can I join this writer of Hebrews?
所以我可不可以如同希伯来作者一样
And encourage each one of you and my brothers and sisters,
然后勉励我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
That in your heart right now,
在你的心里就在现在
You say to him, Lord, I want to finish this race.
你对主耶稣说我愿意跑完这道路。
I want to have faith to my dying breath.
那在我死的时候，我仍然愿意有这样的信心。
I want to learn to obey you in all things.
在各事上，我愿意来顺服你。
But what is going to be necessary for this to happen?
那要这样子，我们要怎么样
？You know that you can't run successfully a race without some discipline.
那你知道，你要跑一条比赛的话，你没有操练是不行的。
So notice what he says here in verse 5.
那注意第五节这里讲的。
He says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which was addressed to you as sons.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话。
My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord.
说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。
I want to read that again.
我要再念一次。
My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord.
我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。
Don't devalue discipline.
不要将管教看低了。
Now, we are in a time in history
where discipline
is not something that we have put on the top of our list. Somehow it finds its way down toward the bottom of the list. But we don't realize
that when
we fail to discipline ourselves,
我们若自己没有操练
that we are doing things
那我们就会做一些事
that could prevent us from finishing the race.
可能叫我们不能够跑完这条路
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
let's let the Holy Spirit
让我们让圣灵
really increase our appreciation for discipline.
那叫我们真是能够看重管教
Now, almost all of you are Chinese.
我们在座的差不多都是中国人。
And I've been among you, dear brothers and sisters from China, many years.
那我在中国人的弟兄姐妹当中相交有许久的时间。
And I've had the joy and privilege of knowing many from China.
那我认识许许多多从中国来的。
And I've discovered they are, for the most part, a very disciplined people.
那我发现大部分的中国人都非常的节制。
But I'm concerned for us.
但我有时候担心。
That when we get in a certain culture,
当我们在一个文化里面
something begins to happen.
可能有一些变化
and we lower our expectations.
那我们将我们的标准降低
and we don't think that discipline is as important as it really is.
我们就看清了管教的重要
Now, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
if you want the Lord to prepare you to reign with him forever and ever,
如果你要主能够预备你与他一同作王直到永远
if you have the hope in your heart,
如果你在里面有这个盼望
you will reign with him during the thousand years.
在千禧年的时候与他一同作王
Let's get something very, very clear.
那我们要好好的注意
If you are an undisciplined person,
如果你不受节制没有管教
you will not be a part of those who reign for a thousand years.
你没有办法在那里与基督一同作王一千年
And so we need to learn to have a deep appreciation for this issue.Of discipline.
那所以我们必须要学习好好的看重训练管教。
The writer says, if you're without it, you're not a son.
因为作者在这里说，如果你没有这样子的话，你不是儿子。
You are a child who is in a state where you are not being fully developed.
你好像还没有完全发展的一个小孩一样。
But a son is someone who appreciates discipline.
但一个儿子会感谢所受的管教。
What is God seeking to produce in our lives?
因为神在我们生命里要成就什么？
He's trying to bring us into a participation in His holiness.
因为他要使我们在他的圣洁上有
份。Reproducing the character of His Son in every one of us.
要将他儿子的性格做在我们每一个人里面。
Now you can be children without being sons.
那你可以是小孩子，但不是儿子。
Son is someone who is submitted to the discipline.
儿子是将自己交托给神父神的管教的。
And he has been profited by this discipline.
而且他因受管教而得益处。
Let me put it this way, my brother.
让我这样子来解释。
As I understand it,
照我的了解。
As I understand what the scriptures teach us,
如果我明白圣经的话。
Eternal life is a free gift.
永生是白白赐给我们的。
Absolutely free.
绝对是白白的。
You cannot purchase it.
你买不到。
You can't do anything except receive it as a gift.
你什么都没办法，你只能够接受。
So eternal life is a gift.
所以永生是礼物。
Character is not a gift.
但性格不是。
Do I need to say it again?
需要我再讲吗？
Character is not a gift.
性格不是。
It's life plus discipline that equals the character.
是生命加上管教等于性格。
If you refuse the discipline,
如果你不愿意受节制受管教，
then there is no character produced.
那就不会产生该有的性格。
Now, if you take a young child,
如果你有个年轻的孩子
you know, children two, three years old,
两三岁的时候
most of them have so much energy,
哇他们非常的活泼
and they want to do whatever they want to do.
他们想做什么就要做什么
they have two very important words,
他们有两个很重要的字
no and mine,
不要我的
no problem at that age,
在那个时候没问题
but they need to be put under discipline,
但他们需要受管教
because they have all this energy, all this life,
他们有这样子的生命，这样子的活泼。
And can you imagine if when they are 25 years old?
你可以想象等到他们25岁的时候。
They're still doing the same things they were doing when they were two.
他们还在做他们两岁做的事吗？
You want them working for you?
你希望这样子吗？
I don't want them working for me.
我可不希望这是我。
Well, I don't have a place for them to work, but you know what I'm trying to say.
我已经太老了，已经没办法，但你了解我的意思。
It's true in all areas of life.
在我们一生所有的事上。
But we are living in a time in history.
但我们如今所处的时代。
Where discipline is devalued.
是操练管教是没有价值的。
And I'm seeking to be a source of encouragement to you brothers and sisters this morning.
那在这里我盼望我能够成为你们的一个勉励。
Representing what was in the heart of this writer of the Hebrew letter.
要把希伯来书这作者心中重担讲出来。
We have to be a disciplined people.
我们必须要能够受管教。
In order for us to grow in Christ,
我们要在基督里面成长。
In order for us to increase in our knowing of Him,
使我们能够更多的认识他。
If you have any expectation,
你要任何的期望。
That you want to reign with your Lord for 1,000 years,
你要与主一同作王直到千年。
Then go to Revelation chapter 20.
那到启示录二十二章。
And read about those people who are going to experience the first resurrection.
能看那些第一次复活人他们的光景。
They were men and women of Discipline.
他们是男男女女受有操练受管教的。
And don't think for one moment.
不要在这里光想。
That you're going to get to the end of your life and the Lord is going to wave a magic wand over you.
那等到你最后要死的时候，神在那里变个魔术。
There is no such thing as instant character.
没有一个性格是即时产生的。
It has to be developed.
它是发展出来的。
And I think I can say on the basis of the Word of God.
我可以按着神的话说
that if we don't embrace the discipline that the Holy Spirit brings into our lives,
我们如果不能够拥抱圣灵在我们心里面的管教
if we don't become men and women who treasure this book,
我们如果不能够成为宝贝这本书的
男女 diligently,
好好的读
you're not going to make it to the end.
那你跑不完。
You're not going to be in a place where you can reign with the Lord Jesus Christ for 1,000 years.
换句话说，你没有办法与主耶稣一同做完一千年。我们必须要看重这本书，我们必须要读它。
Some of you need to memorize large passages of it.
更多的时候，我们要纪念记得许多的金句。
I have a dear brother in Brazil.
在巴西，我有个亲爱的弟兄。
And you know what I say to him?
我怎么跟他说
？I say, Brother Homel.
我跟他说 ，Brother Homel。
I like it when we travel together.
我很高兴跟你一起旅行。
Because I don't have to take my concordance.
因为我不需要带着我的经文汇编。
I just have to ask him.
我只要问你。
Homel, where is this passage?
Homel, 这经文在哪里
？I think this brother has memorized the whole Bible.
我想这个弟兄将整本圣经都记起来了。
Now praise God for those who can do it.
我们感谢主，有人能够这样子。
But we can all do it in a certain measure.
但从某我们都可以做到某一个部分，
所
以我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹，
你已
经蒙召了，
那
要跑完这条路，
那你所
受的管教当中有一部分就是要读要记神的话，要顺服圣灵的管教，跑去听他的话。
You know how he registers it many times?
你知道他怎么样叫我们注意吗？
In your conscience.
在我们良心。
He doesn't use a megaphone.
他不是用一个麦克风。
He registers his voice in our, the deepest part of our being.
他是在良心的深处对我们说话。
We also need to become men and women who spend time with him alone.
那我们也是要成为能够单独与他同在的男男女女。
To learn to hear his voice.
要学习听他的声音。
To learn to pray in faith,
学习在信心里面祷告
and seeing the results of those prayers.
然后看到我们祷告的成就。
We also need to be a people who learn to have relationships with other brothers and sisters.
我们要学习能够成为与别的弟兄姐妹有关联的。
There's a lot of areas of our lives, brothers and sisters.
在我们生命里面有很多方面。
That will not be adequately dealt with.
是没有办法好好的处理。
Unless we put ourselves under this discipline of being submitted to one another.
一直等到我们学习彼此的顺服。
Here at the late point in my life,
在我人生最后的一段路程
I've discovered a very wonderful thing.
我发现了一件非常奇妙的事
I mentioned this brother Homel.
我讲到了这位 brother Homel.
About 3 years ago,
3年以前
he and myself and another brother
他跟我跟另外一位弟兄
made a commitment to one another.
那我们彼此应许
that we would have transparent lives with each other.
我们彼此的生命都会透明的。
We could talk about each other about anything.
我们什么事都可以讲。
If they see something in my life that they think is dishonoring to my Lord,
他在我的生命里如果看见了什么东西
they don't even have to knock on the door.
他不合神的心意的
come walking right in.
他不用敲门他都可以过来跟我讲。
Talk about this.
他就可以跟我说 Ernie, 我要跟你讲。
I heard that you're not paying your bills.
我听说你没有付钱哦。
Is it true?
是真的吗？
Or you're doing something else.
或者说你做了别的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very precious discipline.
弟兄姐妹们，这是非常宝贝的管教。
To be submitted one to another.
叫彼此的顺服。
This is what the body of Christ is supposed to be.
这是基督的身体当行的。
And so I want to encourage us.
所以我要勉励弟兄姐妹。
To look off unto Jesus.
仰望为我们信心的创始成终者耶稣。
The pioneer, the originator.
是我们信心的创始成终者。
And the finisher of our faith.
开始了他也成就。
Oh, brothers and sisters, he will be faithful.
弟兄姐妹们他会忠心的。
Provide you everything you need to finish this race.
他会供应你你所需的一切叫你能够跑完。
Even instructing you to lay aside the encumbrances.
他会指教你如何放下你的重担。
Enabling you to lay aside the sin.
他会给你能力放下你残留你的罪。
Oh, this is great news, brothers and sisters.
这是极好的消息。
We don't have to go on sinning.
我们不需要一直犯罪。
Because God has made a provision.
因为神已经有供应。
When his son was crucified.
当他儿子钉十字架的时候。
The old sinner was crucified with him.
那旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
And there's only one kind of sinner who doesn't sin.
那只有一种罪人不犯罪。
You know what kind of sinner
doesn't sin? 怎么样的罪人？
A dead one.
死的罪人。
And God has taken care of it for us.
那神已经做了这事。
You can read about it in Romans chapter 6.
你看到罗马书第六章。
Knowing this that our old sinner was crucified.
我们知道这旧人已经钉十字架。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Our God has made all the provision we need.
神已经将我们所需的都成就了。
And we ought to be greatly encouraged.
所以我们应当大受勉励。
To become men and women of young people who put their faith.In the living Christ.
成为一个将信心交托给我们活活的主耶稣的男男女女老老少少。
So let's continue in our journey of getting to know our Lord Jesus in a fuller way.
让我们继续的行走这个更深认识基督丰满的旅程。
Now we didn't have opportunity to fellowship about him being the great shepherd of the sheep.
我们还没有机会来交通他是我们的灵魂大牧者。
But I would suggest to you go to John chapter 10.
我会建议你们看一下约翰福音第十章。
You go to Psalm 23.
到诗篇二十三篇。
And I think there you will find the Holy Spirit helping you.
那你在那里可以看到圣灵的帮助。
Getting a fuller picture.
能够帮助你更明白
of our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣。
As our Lord Jesus as our great shepherd of the sheep.
他是我们群羊的大牧人。
Thanks for your patience.
感谢你们的忍耐。
May the Lord bless you.
愿主祝福你们。
May He lead us into a fuller and fuller knowing of our Lord Jesus.
愿他带领你们更多更深的认识基督。
And let's determine in our heart.
让我们在心里面决定。
By the grace of God.
靠着神的恩典。
I'm going to finish the race.
我要跑完这条路。
Amen, brothers and sisters.
阿们吗，弟兄姐妹们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, first of all, we want to express our deep thanks to you for all your goodness to us.
父神，我们首先我们要感谢你，因为你向我们所施的恩慈。
For the great love that you have demonstrated to us in giving your own Son to be the Lamb of God.
你在基督里面所赐给我们何等奇妙的大爱。
Oh, how we rejoice this morning that we are free of all the guilt of our sins.
今天早上我们是何等的欢喜，我们脱离了各样的罪孽，对各样的罪债。
And we want to thank you as well that we're learning how to live in the reality of the having been crucified with Christ.
我们感谢你，因为你也教导我们如何能够活出与主同钉的真实。
Thank you for the blessed Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你所赐给我们圣灵的祝福。
Who seeks to open our eyes?
开我们的眼睛。
That we might see our Lord Jesus in a fuller and clearer way.
叫我们能够更清楚、更丰满的认识耶稣。
And once again, we want to thank you for giving us your word.
再一次我们感谢你赐给我们你的话
This written word,
这个所写下来的话
Lord, help us to make it a special book in our lives.
主啊帮助我们叫我们看中这书
And then Lord, in terms of what we have fellowshipped about this morning,
主啊我们也感谢我们在你面前的交通
Please teach each one of us,
教导我们每一个人
to look unto Jesus,
仰望主耶稣
the author and finisher of our faith.
他是我们信心的创始成终者
so that we can finish the race.
好叫我们也能够跑完这条路
And Lord, please teach us in a deep way,
主啊求你深深地教导我们
the wonderful privilege of being under your discipline.
那个能够受你管教的奇妙的祝福
Help us to treasure discipline.
帮助我们叫我们能够看重喜悦管教
Now Lord, take all that you have spoken to us in these days,
主啊将今日你所对我们所说的一切话
Seal it to our hearts,
放在我们的心里
and in the days and weeks ahead,
在明天后天下个礼拜
bring it back to our memory,
不断地提醒我们
help us to meditate on it,
叫我们不断地默想
so that the truth of what you have spoken,
好叫你所教导的真理
will be incorporated into our thinking,
能够在我们的思念里面起作用
thank you again for being so good to us as your children,
感谢你你对你的儿女何等美好
and we offer all of this to you in the name of your dear son,
我们将所有的感谢归给你，是因你的爱子的名。他是我们的救主，是我们的主。
Our high priest,
我们的大祭司。
Our great apostle,
我们的使者。
And also,
也是我们的。
The author and finisher of our faith.
我们信心的创始成终者。
So let it be,
所以主啊，
in his name,
靠他的名。
Amen.
Amen.